Fragments. September 16, 1912, typed. Wages. Let not anyone suppose that if men of ability had larger wages, it would increase their piety, or qualify them to do more and better work. No, this would not be the effect. Test of character. The Lord God of heaven is testing every soul. The proving problem of God is upon them, and he is watching the development of character and weighing moral worth. Faith exercises itself just as it is in the mind and heart of the believer. What is truth? What is meant by the truth? Consider the answer made to Christ's words, "Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas, in his unbelief, said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." John 14, verse 4 to 11. The words of Christ comprehended much more than the minds of the disciples were taking in. "I am not alone the true Messiah," he said, "but the truth, from whom all the rays of truth radiate and return back from the receiver of truth to God in fruitage, corresponding in harmonious action unto life, eternal life." Christ, the truth, stands in contradiction and decided opposition to all fallacies, deceptions, and every phase of untruthfulness. The true believer in the ways and works of God renders back to God all he has bestowed. His thought is, "God has given them to me." Every advantage he enjoys, every convenience and comfort, he traces back to the divine fountain. He has the right impression that he owes everything to God. It is because of his goodness that it is granted him. True education. From whence cometh every good thing? The true disciple will not look upon these enjoyable mercies with merely a pleased satisfaction, but if the truth abides in his heart, with its sanctifying influence, he is being educated in the higher knowledge that every free and good gift comes from the Father of all mercies. His heart delights in the goodness of God, and his lips, his voice, his words, in most clean and sanctified words, express his thanksgiving. Gratitude is in his heart to his heavenly Father. This is true education. To be polite to God in returning thanksgiving and praise. This assurance of his being favored of God is expressed in his own heart language. What a victory Christ has gained for all, in order that not one human being need be lost.